Hello, this is Shepan, Framework Developer Preview, Tutorial 6, Using Office UI Fabric Components within your client-side web parts, August 2016 version. And this is one of those tutorials which we released as part of the SharePoint Framework Developer Preview, which will help you to get familiar with SharePoint client-side development using the SharePoint Framework. Tutorial 6 is an independent tutorial, so you can actually implement or follow up the steps without any pre-requirements, or it doesn't have a dependencies on the previous tutorials. But let's actually get ongoing with the implementation. So I'm going to actually start by creating a document card example web part folder, and let's actually jump over there as well. So we kind of use this as our solution folder, and let's start creating our solution. So Microsoft.SharePoint, and we start the Yeoman template generator for SharePoint client-side web parts. What we're going to call the solution name? Well, that's absolutely fine as a solution name. So let's actually use that one as solution name. We're going to use the current folder because we're already there. And what we're going to use our web name of the web part, we're not going to use Hello World in this case. So let's call that document card example. And then it's going to ask me a description, and then there's the meaningful selection. In this case, is the framework. So what kind of JavaScript web framework we want to use. Technically, you can still use no JavaScript web framework, and that will create the default structure. And then you can modify that based on whatever framework you're using. Are you using React or Knockout or Angular or whatever Mustache, whatever is your preference. By default, there's right now, there's a few additional frameworks settings available, which is the React and Knockout. And this is going to create you a default structure using for React-based development. So it's going to associate the React components. It's going to create the render component slightly differently within the default template. So let's use that. So it's going to render us the default structure. And because this will take quite a long time actually to complete, depending on our environment, I'm going to pause the video before we move into the following step and have a slightly closer look on how do we get those Office UI Fabric components to work together with client-side web part. And there we go. Now the project has been created. So let's actually start the Visual Studio Code to have a look on it. So in this particular case, we created a React the solution based on the React template. So the output of our web part looks slightly different than with the default template. So especially the render section looks slightly different because we're using the React and then React DOM and render to actually render the elements out. The actual implementation in the default scaffolding is in the document card example. So this is what's actually rendering the similar UI as without the box, well, as with the default JavaScript without any template. So let's quickly have a look on that just to make sure that we understand how it looks before we start modifying that. And then I do a small typo. So let's do a gulp serve. And gulp serve is then going to start, and we're going to open up the browser to have a look on the how the UI is looking immediately when we get the web part available from the Yeoman template. And it looks exactly the same as without the React, so I'm able to write something like SharePoint framework, and that those changes are automatically changed on the client-side web part because this property pane is in the reactive mode. Good. So let's actually move here, stop the gulp serve, and let's move forward on modifying or adding what do we want to add here. So in our case, we want to add the Office UI UI Fabric React component, Office UI Fabric and React. And let's do a dash dash save. So we are getting that dependency added on the package JSON. So executing this will take a while. So I'm going to pause the video to make sure that everything is so you don't have to wait for the processing to actually start. And there we go. And let's actually pause the video and continue when the component has been added properly to the solution. And there we go. Now we have the Office UI Fabric components added in our solution. So let's switch back on our Visual Studio Code. And let's have a look on the what actually that did. So if we go to the package.json, we're able to see the Office UI Fabric component 0.6336 version added in here in the dependencies. So that's going to be then included in our project and a few other settings as well. So now let's first go to the document card example TX. Here, and let's actually modify that one slightly. So what we want to do is that we want to actually import some Office UI Fabric React components with this web part or with this component to be available, because we're going to use them in our implementation. So let's actually add an import statement for the Office UI Fabric components in here. And then we're going to update the render method to use the Office UI Fabric components. So I'm going to actually quickly just simply switch the render method completely and change that to be implemented in a slightly differently. Let's actually do this in a really safe way, is that we actually render the or remove all of the needed rows, and let's format the page. There we go. Now it looks good. And we're using the iDocument. We have document preview props, which are the configurations for the Office UI Fabric components. And these are the actual Fabric React-based components, which are then rendered. In this case, we're using static values just as well. You could, for example, get a instance or can do a REST operation against the SharePoint document library and then list this as a dynamic properties as an output. Good, let's actually save the changes. So we changed the render method. We added this imports to be available within our implementation. Now, there are some additional files images which we are actually referencing here. So we need to get those available. We also need to do a small code update for the Webpack public path, so that we make sure that the Webpack is actually executing properly. So I'm going to move into the web part side, and then I'm going to actually add one kind of a directive for the creating the web part properly. And now what we need to do is get those image assets available within our web part. So I'm going to open up, and let's go here, and kind of just show you the image assets were mentioned, for example, in here. So I'm going to open up this in File Explorer. Let's see where it actually opened. It opened in here. There's my File Explorer. There's my document card example. There's my web part file. Good. And then I want to copy a few assets to that folder. So I've already copied those images from the GitHub to be available. So I can just drag and drop them to be available, or do a copy and a paste, so we get them available within the right folder. And that's it from a rendering perspective. So what we're doing here is that we're using the document, the Office UI Fabric components, document card preview, document card title, and document card activity. And those are then coming as a components from the Office UI Fabric. So we don't actually need to implement that. We can concentrate on implementing the business logic. How do we actually get to the document library? How do we get to the information? And we can then provide dynamic values for these things as well, if needed. And that's the logical follow-up step on extending this example, no doubt. In this case, we're going to use just the static information. So I'm going to move back on my commander, and then I'm going to do a call observe, just making sure that I'm actually this our current version of the web part, and we're going to actually update that one within this browser. So let's do call observe, and then there's this classic typo, what I always do. And it's not a call observer, it's call observe. So let's start that one, and that's going to bundle doing the creation of files. There's some lint exceptions. That's fine for this example. We can adjust that to the document card on the page, and there we go. We have a nice UI rendered using those images which we associated together with the web part. And like mentioned, this is static right now, but you can actually see the great value of using the Office UI Fabric components, because we didn't need to design this UI. Well, obviously we needed to design how the components are rendered within the UI, but the individual rendering of the components were pretty much automatic for us. And then it's just a matter of providing dynamic values for the individual elements within these components in React. So it will absolutely provide tremendous value within your client-side web part development, because you can use existing components easily, which are available and documented by Microsoft as well. But that's it for this particular tutorial. So that was the tutorial number 6, using Office UI Fabric components, and we're looking into extending tutorials and few additional tutorials. Please keep the feedback coming. We want to keep on evolving the framework, we want to keep on evolving tutorials, we want to keep on evolving all of the guidance what you need. So tell us what you need and we'll try to make that happen as fast as possible. But thank you for watching this video, and hopefully you'll find the video useful. Thank you.